time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Tui Mamaki is about to release a new album at the end of the week. Tui's going to celebrate its release with a show at the Unitarian Church, which is just off the corner of K Road and Ponsonby Road, but joins us in studio to perform some songs ahead of time. Good evening.
Hi, Zach.
How are you going?
Awesome.
It's great to have you here, and can't wait to chat about this new record.
Yes.
And what went into making it. But let's start with a couple of tracks.
We'll start from the start. That was a song called Follow, written in a village in the southwest of Bulgaria where they look after wolves, meaning keep space for them. And I'll play you a tune now that's not on the new album. It's part of the future, where I've put my hand to writing some cute poetry in Bulgarian. This was written when I was there and it was minus 20, so people were walking around like penguins to not slip on the ice. Thank you. I let you in just enough. I let you in just enough to feel the breath between us. I let you in just enough to be known. Put me to sleep between the sheets of our ice and snow. Willing to meet between the words with a sigh, the silence grows. Thousand years, just enough. 2,000 years, just enough to feel the breath between us. 2,000 years, just enough to be known. Sleep between the roots and the earth around. Willing to meet upon the leaves where the light is found. Thy
You're listening to 95BFM, Tūmāmaki, live in studio. Sorry, I'll just get my camera operators to turn some lights off. Thank you for closing the door as well, Jack. Shadows are still going strong, even though I think semester's nearly over. So, Bulgaria. Sounds slightly different to the climate that we have here in Auckland.
It's very different, and I've had lots of people in New Zealand go, oh, did you have a good time in Bolivia or Belgium or something starting with B?
Yeah.
So I just thought I'd fill you in if you're one of those people. It does start with B.
Yes.
And it's all the way over as far as you can go in Eastern Europe. And no, I don't have any Bulgarian ancestry, but I've been in love with that music since I was a kid. So, you know, at some point you go, hey, shall we just do it? Go and see. Mm.
And so, I mean, where did that love start? You said, as a child, but Was it specifically the music, or was it other aspects of the?
It was the female choirs.
Yep.
A cappella, epic, mega magic, spine-chilling stuff that I heard on record as a kid, that my parents had in their collection.
Ooh.
Thank you, Mom and Daddy.
What else was in the collection?
Oh, Koto music from Japan, Tuvan throat singing.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of trippy music made for stage, for dance, for theatre.
And so that's kind of determined a large part of your life, because while you have these contemporary songs, you also teach, you perform and conduct in various choirs.
Yep. So the which part of your question? It wasn't even a question,
no,
was it, Zach? It was just a comment.
I guess it was more, I mean, what was it like actually getting there? Like
so
you've arrived.
Yeah, I went for a little visit in 2011 and had some really potent connections and an invitation to come back, but I needed a degree. So I'd been making music for a while but didn't know how to read and write. So I came back to school and got my degree to be able to go to this academy in Bulgaria. And I was supposed to go for a short time, I mean for a school year, but it had other plans for me, and I stayed nearly 3 years and have come back with this album, which is all the tunes are inspired by the folk rhythms. So they're odd meters that are in 7 or 11 or 13. The melodies are quite inspired by that too, the ornamentation, the way of breaking the voice or, you know, twirling it. But my stories and English language, which makes it a little different.
I'm so glad you mentioned what made the music different to our Western ears, of which the majority of what we hear is 4/4, right?
Yeah. Or a nana waltz in 3. Yeah, so like a 7, I explain it in terms of fruit because it's really easy to understand. So a 7 might, for example, go apple, apple, pineapple, apple, apple, pineapple, apple, apple, pineapple, and can be really upbeat. That last song I just played was in 7.
Mm. That's such a great way to explain. Hopefully there are some music students out there.
They'll be all over it.
And as you said, there are ways of twirling around melodies that are different. Are there other aspects that you've picked up?
Yep, the placement of the voice, they tend to put all of their sound quite far forward in what I'd call the beak, so or the mask of the face. They don't think of it like that. They'll tell you they sing with an open throat. But for us, it's really quite piercing. And so they're getting all these overtones, these harmonics in their voice that really bring out the brilliance of the arrangement. So their close harmony is only alive because of the way they place the voice. I could give you a demo, but it might be a bit loud.
I'm all for it. I'll just turn the microphone down slightly. Go for it.
Slanse na visoko, libe na daleko, idi slanse. Pop that up a few tones and it gets more piercing.
And so what are the challenges combining the set of skills that you had initially and these new ways of making music?
I got a good slap when I went there. I didn't have the language, they didn't speak English, and they made it known that I wasn't doing it right. Which is awesome because I had a yarn with one of my teachers there when I had a bit more language to be able to communicate. We had a good laugh because she said that they spoke amongst themselves about me when I first arrived and said they had very little hope. They're like, what are you going to do with that foreign student?
Oh, no.
And then she proudly said to me, and now you can sing because I taught you.
Yeah. Very good. The language would be the obvious barrier. But in regards to songwriting, did you find things that worked really well or things that definitely don't work and you keep away from?
I didn't have a plan to even write songs. It came out of the intensity of my experience there. So what I didn't want to do was just take stuff and put it in a song. I really, for my own personal understanding of the process, I called it, I need to listen from the new silence. You know, I've been learning all this stuff, but I just want to see what comes through. So the writing took a while and the recording did too. Lots of songs are not on that album. It's a real distill. So I don't know, maybe people can tell me what's different about it.
Cool. On a recent Facebook post, you said that I've learned that as a singer, I am the keeper of a well. Could you kind of expand on what that sentence means?
Stage can be pretty daunting, I find. You know, you get positive experiences, challenging ones. And the thing that keeps me focused and that keeps me coming back is a sense of there being sacredness in the music, which is what took me to India 14 years ago. I love the way that they will offer their music to the goddess of culture or their teachers or different deities depending on the time of day. So the well for me is clarity, a transparency, a getting out of the way. So that means physically getting into good condition, staying fit vocally, relaxing enough, but also relaxing my intentions and my mind so that I know that I'm nothing. I've learned all this amazing stuff from other people and I can only sing because of the beauty of the world. So it's giving it away, and that well is like being a receptacle for the clear water of the music to hopefully pass through.
Very good.
That's my honest answer.
Well, thank you for sharing.
You wanted it.
Yeah, of course. Maybe something slightly more surface level. You use lowercase i's in your name.
Yeah.
Is that how so? I mean, is that a hierarchical thing or?
It's the word tui, when you put it in capitals, except the I is small, looks like it's winking. So it's, I don't know, it just looks joyful to me.
Very good. You've got your album release this weekend.
This Sunday at the Unitarian Church.
Yes.
I'm getting to play with this amazing tabla player, Basant Madhur, who's well known in the classical Indian music around here, but he's super open and collaborative, so we've been rehearsing for that.
But he's not your only collaboration on this tour.
No, I'm basically, this is like my lolly shop. My lolly shop is getting to perform with amazing percussionists as I travel. So in Wellington, I'll team up with Mayeli Manzanza. And in Christchurch, Doug Brush. They're phenomenal and all very different. And I guess what I've got to offer them is the interesting rhythms.
Cool. Oh, well, I've met Mayeli once when I was at WOMAD, and such a lovely person and such a phenomenal percussionist. Oh, my gosh. That's going to be such a great show. And so is Sunday night's performance at the Unitarian Church.
Doors will open at 7 and we'll be getting musical at 7:30. So there's Under the Radar for tickets and all of that.
Great. My camera ops, we'll just turn the lights on. We're filming this as well. A video will appear at either 95BFM Freak the Sheep on Facebook or 95BFM's YouTube channel. What's the name of this final track?
This final track is called Riuaka, which is a resurgence at the foot of the Takaka Hill. And all of these tunes that I've played tonight have videos on YouTube that tell more about the story, so it'd be cool for people to check those out.
Yeah, fantastic.
Was live and direct thanks to NZ On Air Music.